Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're glad that you are joining us for a great show with Sherry Dillard coming right up. Now, I wanted to take just a minute. If you were listening to those words about making it a better place and making a difference for those less fortunate, then I want to have your ear for just a minute, because that song is near and dear to my heart. And what we try to do here on Journey into the Light, people ask me all the time, what's the idea of the show? It's real simple, very simple. It's helping people, that simple. And that's why I've done it for 9 years, and I love doing it. And we have started this fundraising drive to help the homeless that we started in December, and we created a GoFundMe account. And I've posted it out there and so forth. And it just, people are, not hearing the message. And I had a long talk with Spirit this weekend. And do I continue with this? And I was reminded of words from Daniel Brinkley, who had 3 near-death experiences. And he said, Mike, you know, at the end of the day, like he was on his life review, we're judged on what we do, not others, we. So I took that as a mantle that this fundraising drive, we are going to finish it for the homeless, for Journey into the Light. So I ask you to please go and look at and make a donation to our GoFundMe link that's on the show page. It's on the very top. You can't miss it, because we did this for a listener of ours last year, Melvin, longtime listener, heart of gold. He went through tragedy, lost his son, who was shot, later died, and then he is about to be homeless. We came together here on Journey in Light and did a miraculous 10-day, $1,400 fundraiser for Melvin so he wouldn't be homeless. And since then, in December, I visited people here on the streets here, on Oklahoma City, and so many people are just so much love. But in Melvin's case, he had no other place to turn. And I just want to share with you the joy when Melvin called into the show and what a difference we all made for Melvin. And we're going to create, what we're doing is creating a fund for Journey in the Light as far as a Go Help Me fund. And what it's going to be is for people that come to the show, and also for the homeless on the street, to help people in need if they're going to get their power cut off. You know, spirituality, to me at least, begins with helping the less fortunate, to helping people. And I think we can do it. I know we can do it. And I just want to play this clip here of Melvin here, and then we're going to get on with the show.
There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me. But with the fundraiser, for the situation that I have been in, and all is caught up and everything has been paid, and I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael, and you are just you're a great man, a truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're gonna meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're gonna sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. Even I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and things I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has, the love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Long. Those type of people. We need people, don't look at the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
So that's what we can do, folks. We all can do it. I'm not a great man. I'm just an average person, just like you, that are listening to the broadcast right now. But together, we can do great things, and that's what Melvin is saying. So please, while you're listening to this live or archive, stop and click on the GoFundMe and make a donation. Any amount helps, small or great, and we can do this. We have $2,100 still left. I know we can do this, and we're going to continue this drive until we reach our goal. And I thank you for listening. And this show here, I'm going to go ahead and add 5 minutes to the show so we don't lose any of the show here with Sherry. And let's go and bring on Sherry Diller to the show. Welcome back, Sherry.
Hi. Wow. That was just kind of blew me away, which is, you just said. I'm very humbled by that and so incredibly grateful that I'm on a show with somebody with that kind of heart and integrity. I'm going to revise a little bit of what I was going to talk about. I'm still going to talk about it, but I guess I'll talk a little bit more about...
Well, I've added time, so whatever you want to.
No, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do much over, unfortunately, today.
Oh, okay.
But let me just talk a little bit about what I was going to talk about, and I'll weave this into it. And that's the authentic self. And when I look at my own journey of coming to know who I am and understanding who I am, knowing myself, I really realized that one of the ways that I've really at the, you know, when I was feeling very different than other people, when I was from a family that was very academic and religious, and I wasn't fitting into that mold, I didn't really feel like I had a lot of talent in anything, and I was feeling lost. But one of the things that I could do was I could know things. I didn't call it psychic at the time, and this was when I was much younger, but I did tend to know things. And we would drive around in the car when I was young, my four, three siblings and my mother. And if we got lost, they would say, Sherry, how do we get out of this? How do we get home? And I don't know how I knew, but I would always know, well, we take this turn, we take that, and we would get home. And it was little things like that growing up that I kind of formed more of an identity about. And I wrote a book, Discover Your Authentic Self. And one of the things I talk about in the book, and it's true about myself, it's true about many, many people, but one of the ways that we know who we are is by what people reflect back to us, what people see in us that we don't see in ourselves. And that's what my part of the big part of my journey is that when I started giving readings and talking to the other side and doing medical intuition and all the different types of intuition work I do, I started to get a lot of good feedback. People seemed very thankful. People wanted to soon into my career, I was busy. And I had never kind of experienced that kind of appreciation, I guess, or just noticing something that I was good at and could do. And that's one of the things that happens when we help people. It's kind of amazing, but we know ourselves in a different way. Even when it's something, just being kind to someone during the day or donating, like Mike is talking about, it might seem like it's something that we do, we forget about it, and maybe we feel good. But it's actually more than that. It's actually opening up our heart and opening up our sense of self in a way that we can't get unless we do give to others. It's really the only way we know who we are and our power and what we have to give is when we give it. We can't know it until we give it. And that's really just the way it is, because it's something deeper than our logical knowledge. It's not about, I have this much money and I can't really spare it because I need it for myself in this way. Now, all that probably is true. And I'm not, of course, saying anybody should get into a dangerous financial situation or otherwise helping others. But there's something kind of a synchronicitous that happens and non-logical and intuitive when we almost declare within ourselves that there's an abundance. There's something in us that is able to give, and that really automatically triggers and opens us to our more of our spirit, more of our soul, and it allows more to come in for us too. When we acknowledge that within ourselves by giving to others, whether it's money, kindness, whatever it is, just being there for others, it something happens within us that highlights who we really are. It's beyond our thoughts, it's beyond our emotions, it's beyond our sense of I do this every day, so I'm this kind of person. It quickly puts us into a place of spiritual energy and spiritual power. And the more we give, the more that happens. And the more we give, the more that's reflected back to us from others, which grounds that experience into our day-to-day life. And we're able to, like I said, know ourselves in a much more powerful way. So I didn't know this about the show when I signed on to do it, but it makes me so thankful to hear this, because one of my issues with the spiritual community is it's a very loving community, but I come from a background of doing a lot of service work in my life, a lot of service work, living with the homeless, running soup kitchens, that kind of thing. And the combination of giving and spirituality, and not just, I mean, giving spirituality is a wonderful thing, but giving sustenance, giving the stuff that we need in our day-to-day lives, it's just such a powerful combination. I feel like, I've really been led to this show because it really works for me. And I didn't really know you were doing this, and I'm certainly going to contribute to the fund. All right. Why don't we just go to the phones? We can do that for 15 minutes if you'd like.
Sure. And thank you for everything you said. I really appreciate it and your support. And I'm glad you're part of the show too. And I just think, like you're saying, it's what it's all about. I just think, you know, if I think that's our foundation. Our foundation of spirituality is helping one another, and then from there we build it. But without that foundation, I just, at least for me, it doesn't work. But
no, it really, and I think, like I said, I think that, you know, one of the reasons that it works so well is because, you know, just on a very energetic level, it grounds our experience here. It's hard to just know your spirituality without putting it into action, because it's a little ethereal, which is, you know, part of the experience of spirituality. But, you know, like you said, it really kind of puts it in a very different hands-on, pragmatic context when you're able to give in the kind of way that you're asking people to give. You know, because in the spiritual community, we kind of get hung up sometimes, I think, on giving energy, which is great. And obviously I do it for a living, so I'm right on board with it. I'm not in any way discounting the effectiveness of it, but the kind of giving you're talking about, I think, sometimes gets overlooked, and it's really so great to hear that you're doing this.
Yeah, that's a great point you made, because I've always said that over the years on the show, you know, sending healing, prayers, I believe in all of that very strongly. When someone has, like Melvin, who if he didn't pay his rent and get his electric paid within a couple of days, he was going to be homeless. There was
right,
nothing else.
Yeah.
And we tried everything else. We tried prayers, healing energies. We did everything and got to the point where, you know, I mean, I would like to pray and send energy so I don't have to pay, you know, my mortgage, like other bills. But it kind of
– Right, yeah.
There's something that's got to be paid for. And anyway, yeah. So, okay, well, let's go to the callers here and see what's on people's mind here and their questions. Let's go to area code 210, Texas. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Carol?
Pearl.
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Hi, Michael.
How are you today, Pearl?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I saw that you were I've been listening to you, and I saw that you were a medical intuitive. So I'm always anxious to get to talk with somebody who can help me improve my health. Well, I was wondering if you could give me any ideas on that today.
Is it just improving health, or just because for time-wise, you know, when I do a medical intuitive reading it can take up to an hour. So just to time-wise, is there a specific question about your health that you want me to look into or area?
Yes. I took some medicine a while back, and I don't heal the same way on a cellular level like I used to anymore. Like last week, I put my finger on a burner, and it's still blistered and open. So it takes me like three times as long to heal. So I was wondering if you had any recommendations for those.
So just in general. Okay, got it. All right, let me get my medical guide here, and let's see for Pearl what we get. Okay. All right. So what I get here is that there's a little bit too much, and we're not talking about illness when I bring this up, but there is a little too much mucus in the body, in the lower stomach into the upper intestinal area. And why that's important is that your immune system, I get, is it's kind of working toward keeping kind of that mucus, a little bacteria there from you know, coming into any kind of, infection or anything like that. So improving your health in part is going to be eliminating some of that mucus and bacteria from the body. When I ask the guides how you can best do that, they show me, there's another issue here too. You can get anxious, they tell me too, and nervous at times. And that's actually going into a lot of what's going on in the gut, too. Because your sleep, they're showing me, can be off at times also. That actually is connected to the gut too. So we've got medical intuition can take a longer time, which is, so I'll try to say it all though. All right, so part of this is a little bit of nervous anxiety, which again is playing into some of this bacteria mucus. The other I get for you is there is too much sugar, but that might be coming from carbs, I get. All right, so I'm asking for the quickest way to help you with this. All right, so here it is. I get to eat more protein. Protein is going to, it'll just help things to move along, we'll say, a little bit better. You know what would be really good for you, too, would be like some broth, like bone broth or beef broth, I get. That would actually clear, a lot of that will clear this, some of this mucus and bacteria out, along with some like dark green vegetables I get too, to kind of like detox that some, keep it moving. And you're going to have to stay off any kind of sugar, carbs, and also, you don't do much dairy though, do you?
No.
Do you? Yeah, I didn't think you did. I'm not getting a lot of dairy in you, which is really great. All right, so let me see. Let me see here. Okay, I'm a little, I keep getting some information about this, some of this nerve anxiety you're feeling, though, too, which is creating some of this kind of drain on your system. I don't have the time to get into all of that right now, but I feel like this is connected to a male, some concern about a male. I feel like what Spirit wants you to know about this is that you tend to care a lot about people, you know, and one of the things they want you to do, which is a great thing to do, but try to imagine whoever you feel stressed about or worried about, imagine white light around them and love around them, and just keep doing that, keep sending that energy. And if you have a particular anyone in spirit that you feel connected to, whether it's, you know, God, Goddess, whatever it may be, you know, ask for that presence also to be close to those that you love and care about and maybe are worried about. I feel like that'll bring your power back a little bit. Some of this is really to your power. It's not always in because of this concern and you kind of send your energy out. That's draining your system a little bit too, which is one reason why the physical body isn't, you know, you only get so much energy a day, and that energy needs to go into maintaining and, you know, like you said, making the body stronger. So just keep those couple of those things in mind. Is your diet overall does not feel really bad though. It's just, you do have, and I think you probably know, do you like sugar? Do you eat sugar, carbs?
Not too many. I focus on them. I know that they're an inflammatory property in your body, so I'm mindful of them.
Yeah, so you are mindful. I thought you probably were. Your diet does not feel that bad, like I said, which makes me feel you're probably mindful of it. But boy, do you have a sensitivity to sugar. Again, I don't feel it's overwhelming, but you really do. And even if it's sugar that's coming from carbs, like as it breaks down into sugar, it just isn't moving through your body as quick as it could. But I do feel some bone broth, beef broth, something along those lines will help to clear that out. Overall, you tend to be, your chi energy is strong though. So, I mean, that's a good sign. I'm not getting, an overwhelming kind of imbalance in your body either. It just seems for some reason to be focused in that lower stomach some. But try that. I feel like that will help. And also the other thing I get for you too is trust your intuition. You're pretty good when it comes to knowing what you need, you know. But focus also not just, on the food, but also focus some on stress and worry about others. I feel like it tends to go to others even more about than worry about yourself. Okay.
So just a little feedback. So you're right. I am having anxiety about the male in my life, which is my husband. And if I can, and I have a tendency not to recognize that I'm doing it. So you gave me something to do, which is to put the energy in the white light, because I am empathic. I am a healer. And I will use my guides
really
and my angels.
Yeah, you send your energy out. Send your energy out. And that's the thing. When you love somebody, when you care about them, it's hard in a way not to, because it's so natural, especially for you. I feel like your energy just goes to them. And that's where you're losing some power. So, like I said, I would definitely – that's one of the things I learned to do. I learned to do it and made a huge difference for me is – imagining whoever it is surrounded by white light, I always ask for Mary, Mother Mary, to be with those that I'm concerned about. And it works. Ask your angels. I mean, it really helps the person. I've seen people really improve.
It really helps them,
more so than worry. Yeah, I know. It's funny because worry doesn't help people, but doing that helps. I know. That's what I'm saying. I learned this myself. I was like, wow. I don't know why I haven't
been
thinking
about
that sooner.
Somebody said to me years ago, what part of worry comes from love?
What's the answer?
The answer is none.
Right, exactly, right.
But I'm doing what I used to do, so thank you so much for redirecting me. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, happy to do it. All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Pearl, take care. Texas Pearl. The one and only.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a great name, right? Yeah,
that's her nickname in the chat room, Texas Pearl. Okay, let's go to Illinois. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Did you have a question or concern I can help you with or try to help you with?
So, can you ask a more generalized thing, or do you need, like, a specific question?
Well, if you want a specific answer, it's better to have a specific question, just, again, because we're limited in time.
Yeah.
But if it's just general, it depends on what you want.
I don't know, like, maybe what would you want to do, or do you want me to ask a specific question, whichever one is.
Well, if you don't have a specific question, I'll just tell you what my guides tell me. You want that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say your name again. I just need your vibration.
Lisa.
Okay. Let me see what my guides tell me about Lisa to tell you.
You know, maybe like this year, like what the guides are saying.
Okay. All right. Coming up this year. Okay. Let's see. All right. So when I ask my guides, they show me it's actually nice. They tell me that this is the year for you to, you know, you have such a good sense of humor when you let that happen, you know, and they tell me it's the year to spread that a little bit more and have a little bit more fun, and that you don't need to, it doesn't need to be like a big deal in the way of, you know, it's just like be you. You have a good sense of humor. You can be fun. And they say that it's very infectious. People are drawn to you for that. And you help people more than you know through that kind of helping people feel more comfortable. You have a nice energy in that way. They're also showing me
That's interesting you said that, because someone today said to me, you have such a good sense of humor and you're such a warm person. You know, when I
you really
myself,
are,
be
yeah.
warm. But, like, sometimes, like, I can be real kind of, I don't know if the word be, not so much abrupt, but more strict, because I don't like people. And then if it's bad karma or vibes, then I don't, like, open myself up, you know what I mean?
Well, right. No, I agree with that. But keep in mind that you can help people. Like, let me say this. When we have a gift from spirit, most of the time we don't recognize it as a gift because it seems very natural and normal for us. We don't, you know, so what? I have a sense of humor, you know. But here's the thing, is that through that gift, Spirit works through us. So while you might look at it as maybe not that big of a deal, because it comes from your soul energy, Spirit is working through that gift to connect and to transform and to help others. So recognize it as a gift. Recognize it almost as a service you can give. You know, comedians, people that make people laugh, people that make help people to feel warmer, and are like, that's like throughout time one of the biggest gifts that, you know, I really think people that have a sense of humor are really close to God.
Oh, my God.
You know,
yeah,
when we laugh,
I'm religious. I'm religious. Yeah,
yeah, you know, when we laugh, when we open up in that way, we feel really good. I mean, and that's part of, you know, like I said, God working through you in that. It can be a healing gift even. I mean, we'd like to think of healing as a, you know, hands-on or whatever, but I really think laughter is one of the biggest healing gifts that we can give one another. And as you open that up, here's the thing your guides want you to know, your life transforms. You become more, you feel it. I mean, you heal. Everything about you gets stronger. And like I said, I feel like one of the reasons they ask you to do this is, you know, like everything I just said, Spirit working through you through this gift, but also helping you to feel love, bringing people to you more, bringing more opportunity to you. That's your doorway for an increase of abundance in life. People are attracted to that, and things come your way through that. So
will that help me with a job, because I'm looking for part-time work?
Well, right, and that's why, you know, it's funny you bring
something up.
You know, I should have said it. I didn't say it. I should have said it. But that when I said what I just said about abundance coming to you and opening doors, that's exactly what I kept seeing was work, career. You know, people want to be around people that have that warmth, that can lighten up the energy. And, yeah, absolutely, career, work, that will come as you open up more of this. And it will make any job situation so much better, too. So,
yeah,
like
I
said,
do you think I might find something in the next couple months? Because I'm actually hoping to retire at the end of the year. I just need a little work now.
Just a little work.
All right,
let me see. All right, let me see. All right, so this is mid-January. Let me see what we get here for you.
Like, March is kind of out for me. I'm not going to be around him.
Well, I feel like, you know, I actually feel something may come for you into mid-late February, but I'm not sure you're going to take it, actually. My feeling is that there is going to be some work. I don't think it's going to be long, though, in terms of I feel like there's something coming. You may do it for maybe a couple months, a few weeks, something like that. I feel like there's another opportunity that's going to be something that's kind of part-time, more work, but very enjoyable for you. And that might actually happen later. Well, I guess it could happen. Well, let's put it this way. It looks like it could be something that you're not sure about into mid-February. Like, oh, I don't know. It doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just doesn't look like you want to take it. But keep an open mind, because I feel like that's going to transform and change. Another opportunity is going to come because you took that, almost like it's going to lead to something else. Mm-hmm. That's going to be much more enjoyable. So there is something, but don't turn it away if it doesn't seem right. Exactly, because like I said, there's many doors opening for you. I think you're going to have some surprises this year, and one of them is going to be, like I said, enjoyment, fun, and abundance. And I do feel something coming. It might. The thing I get that's going to be a little bit better for you is actually going to be maybe a little bit later, beginning of mid-spring maybe, but I think it's something you're not thinking about or planning on that you could continue to do and actually really enjoy.
What about
dating?
We're gonna
have
do you see like anything with that?
Yeah,
like,
you know what? I'm over time. I'm gonna
okay.
have to end. It was
okay.
great talking
thank
to you,
you
though.
So much. Thank
all
you.
Right, thank you.
All righty, thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Sherry, how do folks reach you real quick?
Just email grace.sherry@gmail.com, or just take a look at my my website, sherrydiller.com, and that's sherrydiller.com.
Okay, very good. Very
right.
good. Okay, thank you, Sherry.
All right.
All right.
Thank
see you next
great
week.
Talking to you. You take
you
care.
Too.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Sherry Diller to the show. Sherry is here each Monday. And if you want to contact Sherry for private sessions or anything else, all of her contact information is listed right here on the show page. Okay, so what's coming up next, you're asking, and I'm sure. Okay, coming up in an hour, we're going to be joined with Linnea Starr, psychic medium. She's going to be taking your calls for readings for the 30-minute show. It starts in an hour, okay, 5:30 Eastern. And then James Peterson will be up right after that, continuing to take your calls and a lot of spiritual insight and love. And as a special guest, Brenda Jinks will be on. And then coming up at 7 p.m., we continue with Diane Naylor. She's an amazing psychic medium from Canada. And then rounding out the night at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're joined with the psychic cop, Chuck Bergman, and Marilyn Posick, angel messenger. And they both will take your calls on our Monday night psychic roundtable. That's a really great show also. At 9 p.m. Eastern time. So whole full shows. If you want to get an email let you know when the shows are, that's a great thing. And if you don't have that already, you can easily get it. Don't cost you a penny. Just click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen. This way you'll get updates of all the new and upcoming shows. It gives you the time and the guest name 15 minutes before the show starts. That's awesome. So click on the follow button if you haven't already. All right, so I'm going to sign off. I'll see you all in an hour, okay? And I do thank you for listening to this broadcast and any of you guys that are supporting our GoFundMe account. Remember, the link is right on the top of the page. Make a difference. Make a difference in someone else's life, and you'll be glad you did. God bless.